Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 278. There are several similarities between the biological special programs of bile ducts and gallbladder. Since gallbladder is a different organ, we are going to take up today the SBS of gallbladder after our discussion on the bile ducts we made yesterday. Gallbladder is to store the bile produced in the liver when it is not needed for the digestion. The gallbladder is connected to the common bile duct that carries bile from the liver. Together forms the common bile duct to open into the duodenum. The lining of the gallbladder is also consisting of squamous epithelium that is derived from ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. The brain controlling center is in the right temporal lobe in the sensory cortex, positioned exactly across the brain relay of the rectum lining in the left temporal lobe. It is easy for you to remember that the gallbladder, along with bile ducts, stomach small curvature, pylorus, duodenal bulb and pancreatic ducts, share the same brain relay and therefore have the same biological conflict. The affected organ is decided randomly and sometimes all organs may be affected together and at once by a very severe conflict. It is needless to repeat, the biological conflict linked to the gallbladder is a male territorial anger conflict or a female identity conflict depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. Let us all thank Dr. Hammer for the discovery he made and gave to the world. They are all based on the knowledge of evolution and embryology. In line with evolutionary reasoning, he says that the territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts and separation conflicts are the primary conflict themes associated with the organs originated from ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. In connection with the study of the stomach small curvature, pylorus and duodenal bulb, I had already explained territorial anger conflict. Therefore, I am not going to explain it again today. The identity conflict will be explained later in the study of rectum lining. The SBS of the gallbladder is also found to follow the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern. That means there is hypersensitivity during the CA phase and the epileptoid crisis and hyposensitivity during the healing phase. As we go in detail with the biological program of the gallbladder, the similarity with that of the other organs and tissues originated from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex will become more clear. During the conflict active phase, there is ulceration in the lining of the gallbladder proportional to the intensity and duration of the conflict. This is with the biological purpose of increasing the bile flow to the intestine in order to provide the individual with more of energy to resolve the conflict. The same ulceration can also occur in the cystic duct due to the same biological conflict. Depending on the intensity of the conflict, there can occur mild to severe type of pain. Most of the medical conditions in relation to the gallbladder occur during the healing phase. Let us study it in detail. The already lost cells in the lining of the gallbladder will get replenished by cell proliferation. This will cause swelling due to the edema or fluid accumulation. Here again, there will have a pressure type of pain and never of a sensory nature because it follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern. With the simultaneous water retention or syndrome, the swelling can get enlarged and the pain increased. This condition is called cholecystitis when it is associated with inflammation. Biliary colic is a common condition occurring during the epileptoid crisis of the healing phase with acute pain, cramps or spasms. This occurs when the striated muscles of the gallbladder also undergo epileptoid crisis at the same time. This epicrisis can last up to 30 hours. If the conflict is continually relapsing, the healing also can be of a hanging nature, thereby the healing phase is being interrupted, leading to the formation of gallstones eventually. During the epileptoid crisis itself, at one point they are pushed through the cystic duct and then to the common bile duct, finally to reach the duodenum. This is a very painful condition. During the last stage of healing phase or during PCLB, gallbladder attains its normal functions. Since the control center of the gallbladder is also in the post-sensory cortex, like all other epileptoid crises that are controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortices, the epileptoid crisis of the gallbladder program is also accompanied by troubled circulation, dizzy spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness depending on the intensity of the conflict. Another symptom is a drop of blood sugar due to the excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. This hypoglycemia is different from that related to the islet cells of pancreas. We conclude here the biological special program of the gallbladder. With another interesting topic, we shall again meet at Global GNM Health Tips tomorrow. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.